Hello children, and welcome to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are in the midst of a new set of adventures involving your beloved Draco the Friendly Dragon. Young Ayan and little Alina have just learned from their uncle Kabir that they both belong to a family of dragon riders who are gifted and possess special magical abilities. They have been protectors and guardians of the legacy of the dragons over many thousands of years. And now, Uncle Kabir wants the two children to join him in his quest for finding Draco because he believes that Draco is still alive and is crucial to help in fighting Fireball. Uncle Kabir also believes that Fireball has already teamed up with the powerful sorcerer Adar the Horrible, who is also a descendant of Hora the Horrible and must have access to the same kind of secrets that Ayan's family have. Let's find out now what the children decide to do. Upon hearing Uncle Kabir's story, little Alina asked him a simple question. Why had he not come to take them away from the orphanage sooner and left them there for almost a year? Why did he only bring them home when Adar the Horrible tried to take them away? Uncle Kabir looked embarrassed and uncomfortable and ashamed and replied after a few moments of silence.
There's one more thing you should know, children. There is a prophecy that there is going to be a special dragon rider. There is a book which has these things written in it, and it is really ancient. In fact, this book is one of the artifacts that our family is sworn to protect. There are some secret magic spells mentioned in it, which could be extremely dangerous if they fell into the wrong hands. Anyway, this book mentions that there will be a very special dragon rider who will be more powerful than any that the world has ever seen, and that it is this dragon rider who will finally be able to resolve all conflicts that take place between the true dragons, Draco and Fireball. We know that the last conflict was resolved with the help of King Abhi and Hora the Horrible, but the fact is that the conflict is still there, and that's because we believe that both Draco and Fireball still exist. If that is the case, then that special dragon rider is yet to come out of the shadows. And this is where I must confess, children. I had started to believe that I was supposed to be that chosen special dragon rider. My father and my grandfather both praised me a lot during my training, saying that I was an extremely quick learner and excellent at magic. Somehow, I became overconfident and started making mistakes. Last year, when your parents were killed, my first thought was that it must not be an accident and must be related to us being dragon riders. As a result, I went to look for Adar the Horrible all by myself. At that time, I still believed that I could face him alone and defeat him. We had known each other as children briefly, and our families were aware of each other for generations. But when we came face to face, he mocked me by saying that I wasn't even strong enough to avenge my brother and sister-in-law's deaths, when he was the one who had caused the collapse of the bridge, causing their death. I am ashamed to say, children, that I got angry and I lost my temper and I lost my judgment. I made mistake after mistake as I rushed at him and kept falling into his traps and tricks. I had underestimated his abilities and his strength, and I lost to him very badly that day. In fact, far from becoming the dragon rider of the prophecy, I am not even good enough to be a dragon rider of any kind at all.
Uncle Kabir hung his head in shame and lifted up his right trouser leg. The children saw that he had a wooden leg from below the knee where his right leg had been completely chopped off. They felt tears come into their eyes at the thought of all the pain and misery that he must have faced and lived through all alone. Uncle Kabir started speaking again.
I should not have fallen into Adar's trap that day. It was my anger and my arrogance that caused me to make a mistake, and I must pay the price for it. From that day onwards, I have tried to return to my quest and be a better person for both of you. But I couldn't manage to bring you back home because I wasn't strong enough. But then I realized that Adar was on his way to you both at the orphanage, and I got really worried for you and decided that it was time to bring you back to this castle. I am still not back to my full strength, but I believe I can at least help and guide you both. In fact, you too, Samir. Please do trust me and please join me on this quest, because if Adar and Fireball team up and start growing their powers, the entire world will be at risk.
The children felt very sorry for Uncle Kabir and went to hug him and console him. Little Alina and Ayan both promised that they would definitely be part of the quest to find Draco and would learn from Uncle Kabir as best and as quickly as they could. But it was Samir who stood apart and still looked unsure. He still had one question in his mind which he wanted to ask. Uncle Kabir sensed that the boy was not comfortable and looked at him questioningly, at which Samir asked him why he did not use his magical abilities to heal his leg after the battle with Adar. After all, if Uncle Kabir was supposed to be a powerful sorcerer, well versed in magic, he should have been able to heal himself and spare himself a lot of pain. It was a valid question, and the children waited for a reply. Uncle Kabir gave a sad smile and explained that he wanted to punish himself for his foolishness and arrogance and wanted the process of healing to be a lesson so that he never made such a mistake again. It was his arrogance that had caused a lot of errors, leading Adar straight to Ayan and Alina. The wooden stump would be a reminder to him to be humble and to focus on his duties. The children felt even greater respect for him upon hearing his reason, and they all promised to start training immediately. By now, they were as excited about the quest as Uncle Kabir himself and did not want to waste any time. They would need a lot of time after all to learn all the magical abilities, powers and train, because they also needed to be physically fit. They decided to set out a schedule for training, both theoretical and practical. Their mornings would be spent in classroom sessions where Uncle Kabir would teach them everything he knew about dragons and everything he knew about magic. He would also let them study the ancient book of spells and prophecies where many secrets were still hidden and which even he hadn't been able to decode. The afternoons and evenings would then be a series of challenges, practices and mock battles where the children would develop and sharpen their battle, strategic and survival skills and learn as much about fighting as Uncle Kabir knew. They all laughed and spent the day together drawing and freezing up schedules and discussing strategies. They were looking forward to starting their quest. And so, this chapter comes to an end here, children, with Ayan, Alina and Samir beginning to learn and practice everything with Uncle Kabir safe in the large castle in the middle of the forest. Let's leave them there for some time till they can pick up all the skills that Uncle Kabir can teach them. They will then embark on the quest to find Draco. I will see you next time with another new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, be good, take care, and bye-bye.